This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Kyle Gaudette, the sports editor from the Daily News in Newburyport. And Kyle, welcome. Thanks so much for taking some time to talk some tournament sports with us.
Yeah, of course. Exciting time of year. Busy, depending on what job you work.
Exactly. Well, I know you'll be busy for a week or so here and more, I'm sure. But Kyle, I'd love to just kind of start with you. To get some insight on some of the stories that you've been following, and in particular the teams that you've been following and will continue to follow into the state tournament. So let's begin with baseball. I know you, for folks that you got to grab the paper today and look at that front page of the sports section, but you got a layout of some of the area teams that you cover and what's ahead for them in the tournament this week. Some even playing today, but you got Georgetown, Newburyport, Pawtucket, and Triton baseball teams all in the tournament. So what would be the big overview from you on those four baseball programs?
Yeah, definitely starting with baseball for me, at least for our area, it definitely has to start with Georgetown. I mean, this is sort of the year for them. I mean, I know Coach Bill Desolitz, for a while he's coached this senior class since they were 9 years old, and sort of knew they've been a special group for a long time, and they've definitely been, now that they're seniors, been making them, improving them right. I mean, they're just Wagon, 19-1, broke multiple program school records. You know, guys like Jake Gilstein, their catcher, Ty Gilmore, Jake Gilbo, Jason Joya. I mean, they're a wagon. And I mean, if they're number one in D5, and if you look at the final power rankings, I think their final ranking was like 3.7, and the number two team in Division 5 is like 2.2. So there's quite the gap there between number one and number two. So I know this team is sort of had a state championship on their mind all season, and for multiple years now with the senior class, and they're the number one seed, and it's going to take a real good effort to beat them. I will say though that I know last week at the Bert Spofford tournament, the number three starter Carter Lucido, who's another senior, he was out last weekend with a hamstring, so that could be big if he's going to be out for the rest of the season. But if he's back, then between him, Gilmore and Hayden Ruth, they really have three really good pitchers, and then their lineup, they can really hit 1 through 9. So Georgetown's sort of they're going to be tough to beat in D5.
Absolutely. How about looking at some other teams? You've got Pawtucket, Newburyport, and Triton also ready to kick off play in baseball.
Yeah, and Newburyport sort of been plodding along, sort of under the radar. Got a lot of, I think, another 14-15 win season. They did well at the Spofford last weekend. Yeah, they're starting out. Unfortunately, they got sort of a bad draw. They got to drive down to the Cape. I think Nauset is who they're playing, which is like on the tip, like on the tippity top of the Cape. But they really got a long drive tomorrow down there for a 16-17 matchup. And then
and the bad news is, Kyle, they probably don't have time to go to the beach tomorrow. Out there, but
no. All right. That's crazy. I mean, so many schools have like proms and graduations this weekend, and now they got to drive down to the Cape to play a baseball game.
Yeah. All right. I interrupted you. I apologize.
No worries. But yeah, I mean, it's a 16-17 matchup. So you think even if you survive that travel time and win that game, you probably will face the one seed in the next round. So definitely be interesting to see how far they can go. I mean, I know they got a really good junior pitcher, Evan Lukens, will probably throw in that first round tomorrow. Then yeah, the other two teams are playing today. Pawtucket, they got a prelim game. I think they're down in Hudson. They just saw a good story. I think they only had 4 wins last year, so now they're sort of turned around this year. They got 10 wins in the tournament. We'll see if they can win today. Definitely been a good story. Guys like Nick Kuchar, Connor O'Neill, Jake Woodsum, got some good senior leadership on that team who really sort of turned the program around from last year. And lastly, Triton, like I wrote today in my column, sort of the age-old question, what are they going to do today? Because they really have an ace with Nick Bonacera. But if you look at it, as far as seedings go, I mean, they're the 22, and they're playing, I think, the 42 seed or whatever in the first round today. So it's like, do you throw your ace today, or so you try to survive with sort of your 2 and 3 guys and save them for the first round if you were to win? So we'll see what Coach Kyle Priest and the Vikings end up doing.
Yeah, I see Bonacera with an ERA of 1.16, so pretty impressive. So that's something that you got to factor in for sure with your planning. You called that. Yeah, it's a tough call, I think. Yeah. All right, I'm going to jump to boys lacrosse because one of those great programs in your area for years, Newburyport, number four seed in D3. So, and you also got Pentucket, other schools, Pentucket and Triton, both in the boys lacrosse.
Yep. Triton actually they just won their prelim game last night, so they're moving on to the first round. We're actually they're playing a Cal team. Linfield's the four seed, Triton's the 29 seed. So. We'll get a Cal rematch in the first round, so we'll see if they can pull the upset there. But I mean Newburyport is really, I mean they're just like I equate it to like hockey. I mean it's the same thing with their hockey team. They really didn't have like a stud goal scorer. It's the same thing with lacrosse. They don't really have like the one guy, but they just have like six different athletes like on their offense who can all score. Like so, I mean Owen Cruz is a senior who's committed to Assumption. He's I guess you could say like their best player, maybe their most talented player, but in between him and Carter Scott, Davis Pons, Colin Fuller, Duncan Coyer, I mean, they just have, I mean, it's five, six guys who are capable of, scoring a hat trick on you per game. So you really can't, defensively try to take one of their guys away because they just have so many different guys who can beat you. So, yeah, they're the fourth seed, and I honestly think they got a pretty good road, Funny enough, if the brackets hold, I think the five seed in their region is Nauset, who the baseball team is playing. So, if that matchup were to happen in the quarterfinals, then Nauset would have to make the reverse trip from the Cape all the way up to Newburyport for that quarterfinal game. So, I think if they take care of business, I think the bracket could hold pretty well for them to make the at least the semis.
I got to think that one out. Can they do a rideshare kind of a deal? Maybe not. I don't know. That's way beyond my level of thinking here. Okay, yeah. But then you got Pentucket, too, Kyle. I mean, they do have a big score, a goal scorer, right?
Right, yeah, with Ben Turpin. He's a senior going to St. A's next year. He's the program's all-time leading scorer. Actually, he broke that record. He became the program's all-time leading scorer last year. He's just sort of padding his lead this year, probably – depending on how far they go, could end up scoring 100 goals this year. I don't know what enrollment is like in Pentucket, but they were in D3 the past couple of years, moved down to D4 this year, which I think would help both the boys and girls lacrosse teams. Because Pentucket, besides that Turpin kid, they're pretty young. They've got a couple freshmen, Michael Teresi, Nate Stiles, who are really, talented up and coming young players. So it's definitely not as good. I mean, Pentucket boys across last year was loaded, and they lost a lot of seniors. But I guess moving down to D4 this year has really helped them out. They weren't not as good as they were last year, but still got a good seed and can definitely win a few rounds. Especially, I mean, when you have a guy like Turpin, who can score six, seven goals each game. You got a good shot.
Do you want to touch on Triton, Kyle?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they got a couple really good goal scorers. Michael Taylor is a sophomore, probably got around 50 goals this year. And then Seamus Cahill, who I think is a Georgetown kid. They co-op with Georgetown. So, yeah, two good goal scorers. But really, the story for them, for Triton, is their goalie, Charlie Clare. He's really an amazing goalie. He really, he has kept them in a lot of games. Maybe that could have been more lopsided than they were. So, like I said, playing Linfield in the first round next week. And, Linfield got them like 12-3 during the regular season. So, obviously, with that and with the seeding discrepancy, you would think the Pioneers are a big favorite there. But, if Claire can stand on his head and the Vikings can find some goals, then who knows what could happen.
All right, maybe I'll just do one more on lacrosse, go over to girls lacrosse. I think the place to start would seemingly be, according to your story today, would be that Newburyport girls team, number two in Division III. So take us from there and what else you want to share with us about the other girls lacrosse teams, Pentucket and Georgetown, also in the tournament in your area.
Yeah, I mean, Newburyport is definitely the team for girls lacrosse, defending champs, and I think they got a good shot to do it again. It's funny enough, they've been the number one seed in D3 the past 2 years, so a little different this year. They're the two instead of the one, but, they're still insanely good. And four Division I recruits sort of leading their charge. Lily Pons, great goal scorer. She's going to Furman. Reese Bromby, who's a junior, but already committed to UMass Amherst. And Olivia McDonald, who's going to Colgate. She's a senior. Those three sort of power the offense. And then, you know, when you can finally get some offense going on the Clippers, they got a senior, Kate Keller, in net, who's going to Northwestern, Northwestern, I don't know if you just saw, you know, they won the Division I championship last year, and then I think they just lost to BC in the finals a couple of days ago. So just an incredible program, and a Newburyport girl going there next year to fight for their starting goalie job. But, yeah, I mean, Newburyport just really good, and I wouldn't be shocked at all if they were to repeat. But then, yeah, like you said, we're moving down. Same thing with Pawtucket boys, Pawtucket girls down in D4 this year. And I think that helps them. I think they're a top 6, 7, 8 seed. I forget where exactly they are. But yep. They won actually yesterday. I forget who they beat. But they're already on to the round of 16. And they got some talent. Kay Conover is a really good goal scorer. Kat Colvin, another one. They just got, a really solid sort of senior class who has led them. And again, you know, being down in D4 for whatever reason, probably a little easier path to win a few rounds.
Absolutely. All right. Let me just jump to just softball very quickly, and then I'll stop there with you here. But you dropped some great names, great schools for some of these kids that are going to afterwards. But I obviously when I saw the paper today, the photo of the Amesbury softball team, you know, reminded me of how great this program has been over the last decade or two. Yeah. But they're in the tournament, so let's just start there and have you talk a bit about the your area teams in the softball tournament, and let's begin with Amesbury. I guess they're the 7th seed in D4. Amesbury softball.
Yeah, they're the 7. They'll start out today. I forget who they're playing, but you expect them to, you know, hopefully advance. But yeah, I mean, like you said, I mean, a heck of a program. And even when their legendary coach, there, Jackie Waters, retired a couple years ago, I mean, they really haven't skipped a beat with Emily Cornell taking over, who was an assistant for a little while. And yeah, they got with Izzy Lavasser, who was probably the Baker MVP 2 years in a row. She's an incredible pitcher and hitter, you know, hitting over 400 and closing in on probably 200 strikeouts this year in the circle. So with her, they got a junior in Lexi LeBlanc, who's got like 6 home runs, batting over 400. Other co-captain, Callie Kataris, who's, yeah, you know, hitting, you know, 350 to 400. And then actually our freshman in Celia Tavares, who, again, you know, 350, 400. So they got both the present and the future is looking good for Amesbury. So yeah, I mean, they're top, I'd say 4, 5, 6 in the order is definitely very, very strong. And, you know, obviously, you know, I mean, with softball, it's all about pitching. You know, you can't go anywhere if you don't have girls who can pitch. And they definitely have a dominant at times, like, pitcher with Izzy. And even they have a freshman, Sophia Lee, who's sort of come on and, you know, given her some rest, you know, here and there. So they got a couple of girls this year, whereas last year it was really only Lavasser, you know, doing the bulk of the work. But yeah, no, I wouldn't be surprised if they won a couple of rounds. And, you know, I don't know. I think the 2 seed is one of the teams out west, like in the Springfield area. So I know there's a lot of good softball out in the western part of the state. So sort of all bets are off when you get to that point. But yeah, Definitely wouldn't be surprised if Amesbury wins a few rounds here.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, they're playing hosting St. Bernard's today at 4:00, I believe. Yeah. Well, Kyle, I don't want to keep you too long, but maybe I'll just drop one additional kind of broad-based question. I mean, there are other spring sports that are in the tournament in your area, tennis and so on. We won't go into all of them, but is there one story or other story or a performance or something that you could share with us on other than the stuff we've talked about so far as you're looking at the tournament? And you know, some of it started with the tennis and some of it's, you know, obviously continuing here. Anything else you could share with us?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if I had to pick one we hadn't talked about, it would definitely be Newburyport girls tennis. They're going for their 3rd straight state championship, which is sort of crazy to think about because for the past 2 years, or really 3, I mean, the number one, Carolyn Schuessen, was, you know, probably, I mean, the hands down, probably the best player in the entire state. She went through her entire career, like 63-0 at number one singles, never lost. She's now at Quinnipiac. So it obviously makes things a lot easier when you can go into a match with sort of an automatic win already sort of, you know, under your belt there at first singles. So, I mean, she graduated out after last year, after they went back-to-back, and then the team even suffered another huge blow when their number three singles is a girl named Anna Lynch, who clinched the title for them last year. It was 2-2 and came down to the last match, and she was absolutely nails and won it for them. And it was really unfortunate during the winter and early March. She was taking a ski trip with her family and sort of really suffered a really horrible accident. And thankfully, she is okay, and it looks like she's going to make a full recovery. But that sort of shook the community for a little bit, and obviously, you know, small potatoes thinking about what it affects the tennis team. But obviously, you know, in tennis terms, you know, losing her was definitely a big blow. So, you know, losing those two girls, it was like, are they really, Newburyport really going to be in position to win it again, you know, and be, you know, go for the three-peat? And yet here they are, you know, the number two seed. Obviously, you don't know if they're going to win it, but, you know, with that seeding, they got as good of a chance as any. Girl Harper Bradshaw stepped up at number one singles, and Carly McDermott, Bridget Millett at 2 and 3, and you know, they got some really good double teams with, you know, Delaney Wokel and Lauren Brennan. So they got a shot. You know, a lot of adversity hit the program, but they've overcome it, and they got as good of a chance as any.
Yeah, it's funny. You bring up a good point that I don't remember thinking about, but when you talk about high school tennis with the 5 points, the three singles, the two doubles for the scoring, if you automatically have the best singles player, you know, in the state, you automatically get the 1 point. That's not a bad place to start, as you point out, is it? For
yeah,
sure.
I mean, it's simple math, man. I mean, you need 3 points, and if you're going, you know, to a match just needing two instead of three, you know, it just increases your options, you know, so much.
Yeah, then you take your chances on two and three singles, obviously, but at least you got the number one singles victory for sure. All right, or at least that's the idea here, whatever. All right, anything can happen in sports. All right, Kyle, great talking with you. Thanks so much for taking some time to join us and providing some great insights on what's happening up in your area with Georgetown, Pawtucket, Newburyport, Triton, and all those schools. And so, again, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, no problem, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Kyle Gaudette with us, the sports editor from the Newburyport Daily News here on MSO Newsports.com.